Blog Talk Radio.
The heart of his spirit. Sexual.
The fullness of his blessing.
nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy kingdom reign. Oh, to the glory of God. Yeah, in all that we do, no matter where we are, all the glory be of God. All the diamonds and all gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love
of God. Welcome to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. The Bible says in Psalms 117, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now we'll have another selection.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause He is worthy.
Yes.
Let's pray.
Come on,
Lord.
worship and praise. Let's all praise the Lord right now. Our inspirational scripture is coming from Ephesians 4:4-16, where it says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measures of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Amen. I'd like to acknowledge our guest ministers who partner with us today by allowing them to state their appointed names and ministry. Amen. Area code 516-425.
Hi, grace and peace. I'm Apostle. God bless you.
Apostle
Jackson. The name of my ministry is New Beginning Worship Center, located in West Hempstead, New York.
Amen. And area code 646-382. Area code 864-382.
God bless you guys. This is Reverend Dubose, and currently I'm attached with House of Manessa right now. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. I would like for Apostle Jackson to lead us in an intercessory prayer. And what is the Spirit leading you to intercede for today?
Okay. I want to intercede today for our government.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for just being who you are, God. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength, God. God, as we stand and intercede on behalf of our government, oh God, we ask, oh God, that first and foremost, God, that you would bless our president, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless his family, oh God. We ask, oh God, glory to God, that you would just continue, oh God, to do what you do, God. We pray, oh God, that you would just continue, God, to pick, to choose the right ones for the job, oh God, as they prepare to do an installation service, oh God, an inauguration service, oh God, to put him back into office, oh God. We pray, God, that you would continue to be in the midst, oh God. We pray, God, that you would choose, that you would help them to choose the right people, oh God, for the job, oh God. And then, oh God, we pray, oh God, that even the budget that has to be done, oh God, for our country, God, we pray that you would get in the midst of the budget, oh God. So much is happening. God, our Social Security, we have been taxed more, God, since they signed the bill, oh God. So, God, we ask, oh, God, that you would just really get in the midst, God, for we pray that the taxes don't go up anymore, oh, God. Glory to God. We pray that everybody pay their fair share, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, oh, God, that you would bless the mayors, that you would bless the congressmen, the city council, the representatives, oh, God, and all of those that sit in many areas, oh, God, of in politics, oh God, those that are in our government, God, that they will rule worthy, oh God, and that the people, that they just don't continue to take from the people, but that they will give, oh God. We thank you for every program, oh God, that's out here to help us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for every law that has been passed, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, that will help us, oh God. Now, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will just continue, oh God, to move in the midst, God. We even pray, God, for the finances that we need for FEMA, oh God, here in New York, because there's some people that still are without, God. They're still without homes, oh God. They're still without life. They're still without a lot of things that they need, oh God. So we pray, God, that you would just intervene in the midst, God, that you would provide for every need according to our riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, your way and your will be done. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory, God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
The Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. Now is the time when we would like to extend you the opportunity to truly be blessed. That is through your giving, for the Bible says in Psalms 96, 7 and 8, O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offerings and come into his court. And now we will ask Reverend Debo to give us an offertorial prayer.
Father God, we come before you right now as humbly as we know how, oh God, asking that you touch the hearts of the people that are listening, oh God, whether it be through the internet, through the radio, through the telephone, oh God, just to touch their hearts, help them to understand that there is a blessing in giving, oh God. Not only is it something that you require of us to give back that which we were blessed with, oh God, that we may be you blessed us that we may be a blessing to others, oh God. Father God, tonight we're asking that the listeners would understand that it is a blessing to give, a love offering to the man, to the woman of God, to this ministry, oh God, because truly there's a fee for being on the radio, oh God, and the money is really for the upkeep of the kingdom, to keep ministry flowing, to be able to touch the nation through the internet or through the telephone or through the radio. Those things cost money, and so we're asking those out there just to give a love offering. You don't have to give, you know, everything you got, but give a love offering. I tell you, if you search the scriptures, you're going to find that every time somebody had a need for something, they gave out of their need, and God blessed them in an abundance. He says, whatever you give, I'm going to give back to you a hundredfold. He is going to always outgive you. So there's nothing wrong with you giving your dollar. There's nothing wrong with you giving $1 million. There's nothing wrong with you giving $10. However much God is leading you to give, it is appreciated. God understands you're going to give from how he's touching your heart. So for the man of God tonight, for the woman of God, for this ministry, pray ye one for another. We're asking in the name of Jesus that as you give, understand God is going to bless you. And every area that you need God to touch in, he will bless in those areas. And then, too, when we give, that's a sign of saying, Lord, I love you enough to trust you to give it back to me. Lord, I'm trusting that every one of my needs, as I give the last that I got, as I give all that I got, that I'm believing that you're going to magnify it back to me, oh God. So tonight, send your love offerings in. Bless this ministry as we continue to reach the airways all across the nation, nations where people are not even allowed to go into a church house. Even in this nation, there's people that don't want to go into the church house. So it is a blessing for you to give to this ministry to help us keep the word going out to those that don't have a church home, or those that choose not to go into a church. In order for us to keep ministering to you, keep these ministers on the line, keep these prayer lines open for you, it is going to take some funding. So please send in your love offerings, knowing that God is going to bless you abundantly. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now is the time to get out your pen, your paper, and checkbook. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18, elders who do their work should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. And in another place, those who work deserve their pay. At this time, we will play an offertory selection to give you time to get a pen, paper, and your checkbook so you can bless the man of God. After the selection, we will let you know where to send your offering or your love gift to bless the man of God. Amen.
Amen.
We come to serve the Lord. Assemble in one accord, His word is like a two-edged sword. King of kings, the Lord of kings.
Amen. You can please send your offertory, your offering or love gifts to House of Manasseh Christian Ministries in care of Prophet Wiggins, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:3-11, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of the prophets of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And now we will have a selection, and after the selection, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our very own Prophet R.D. Wiggins as he brings the message this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the word says anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you.
Oh, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. First of all, I'd like to just thank Evangelist Hilda for a wonderful job that she is doing for the Lord.
God bless
Amen.
You, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
God is definitely blessing you daily and growing. And I'd like to thank all my constituents for showing up in the spirit of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 It's just a blessing, you know, Apostle Jackson, Dr. V.
God bless you, man of God.
Amen. And Reverend Debo, and Sister Barbara, and Sister Kristen, and all those that are a blessing to this ministry. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because truly you have blessed me and helped me. Amen. And I just want to thank you. I just want to let you know God has a good word for you today, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, then maybe it wasn't for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to start off, let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we just come to you right now, for you are the Most High God, and you are all powerful. You are El Yon. You are all sovereign. You are Yahweh, our provider, Lord. You are the Most High God. You created the cosmos, the universe, with your voice. Lord, you have created. You are the source of all creation, and we are nothing without you. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that as your word increase, I decrease, and it be all of you and none of me. And I pray that your Holy Spirit just manifest the full gifts of the Spirit in effect. And I pray that you touch the hearts of each and every listener that they might be able to find you, that they might come to know you, that you might get the glory that you are on high and you look down low, and that you are our God. And we love you.
Amen.
And we magnify your name and we glorify your name. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for this evening, for this broadcast. We want to thank you for Blog Talk Radio. And we want to thank you for all those that are making it possible that your word reach out to those that need to hear from you, that those that may need to come to your altar of prayer and receive your blessing. Lord, all these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And Evangelist Hilda is going to read Genesis 15, and we're going to go to the first verse, from the first verse to the sixth verse. And it doesn't matter what type of Bible you have, you just read along and allow the Word of God to enter into your soul. And I want you to just feel the supernatural power of God through His words. And we're going to enter into the spirit realm, for we worship God in spirit and in truth. And we've showed up in the spirit, and now we will have the truth of God's word. And I pray that revelation knowledge, that you get this revelation knowledge in Jesus' name, I pray right now. Amen. We'll have Evangelist Hilda read Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6.
Amen. Amen. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heirs of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Abram said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This is the one shall be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
Amen. All right, I'd like for you to, we want to just look at that one more time from the New Living Translation. Amen. Amen. Genesis 15, 1 through 6. Amen. And you can read it again, all right? So that we can really get this scripture in our spirit. All right, so praise God. Evangelist Hilda. Amen.
Genesis
15.
15.
1 through 6.
1 through 6. And the New Living Translation. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." But Abram replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are your blessings when I don't even have a son?" since you've given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own. No one of my servant will be my heir. Then the Lord said to him, no, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir. Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So here we have Abram, and the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision. And as I always say, God doesn't give you a vision unless he's willing to give you provision.
Amen.
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 So the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and he told him that he would protect him and his reward would be great. Amen.
Amen.
And he told, then Abram, he says to the Lord, you know, Lord, he really was ecstatic about the blessing he was having, but he had something troubling him on his heart. And he said to the Lord, he says, this blessing you've given me, I have to give it to my servant, for I don't have a son. So therefore, my servant will be my heir. And that was Israel's law, a part of the way they had their tradition at that time, that if you didn't have a son, then your servant would be the heir. Amen. When we look at the problems we face in the world today, it seems like man has no regard to the life that God has given us. In America, 3 million automatic weapons have been sold and unleashed on us, and the result is innocent death of civilian lives. Even in the midst of advanced technology, rather than save lives from war, we are inspired to war against each other by the very same technology that fills the pockets of greedy men whose interest lies beyond American shores. So the questions remain, what shall we do? And how will our children live through these perilous times? Where do we go from here? What does the future hold? And the answer to this question is my theme for today, my brothers and sisters. God has the answer, and God is the answer. So I want you to look at you, to say to your neighbor, you know, neighbor, God has the answer.
God has the answer.
And God is the answer.
And God is the answer.
So when we think about these things, we have to consider what kind of relationship should we have to receive God's favor.
Amen.
Abraham heard the voice of God, and he found himself in a foreign state of affairs. For God declares him righteous because of his faith. Abraham was obedient to the voice of God. He had appealed to God when God told him he would be blessed. He trusted in God with his personal feelings about the blessing he would receive. And he knew the sovereign God. Through his respect for God, God gave Abram the answer. And God was the answer. God is the answer to many of our questions and problems that we face today. God is the answer, and God gives us the answer. You know, the kind of relationship we need to have an answer from God, we need a relationship of honor. Knowing that God is a sovereign God. Knowing that God is a final authority. So we have to come to him in humility. Hallelujah. A relationship we need to have with God is a relationship of holiness. For the Bible says, be ye holy as I am holy. We need a relationship like Abram had by walking in faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We need a relationship of trust, confidence, confiding in God, consulting God, and coming to him in supplication, asking him for what we need. So why, preacher, what you talking about? I mean, I don't get it. Why do we need to rely on God for answers when we got a brain and we can think things out for ourselves and we can do things for ourselves? Why do we need to come to God sometimes when it seems like all is going wrong and we have fallen short and we seem like we're being chastened and it seems like things are going wrong? Why do we need to rely on God when people are dying and when people are going through these terrible things? Amen. But what I have to say to you is that we need to know that there were obstacles around Abram that was pulling him also in the opposite direction of God. If we look at this portion of scripture, we realize that his own family members was making it hard for him. Sometimes when God is using us, we will find ourselves in a lonely place. For the world is not looking for the answers of God. The world does not know that God is the answer. Hallelujah. I'd like for you to read 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, if you could read that. So we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and I would like for you to read the 4th verse. Amen. Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians.
4th chapter and the 4th verse. So many times we find ourselves in places where we question God.
Amen.
And I say to you, what does life have to offer you? What can life offer you that God cannot offer you? So I want you to read 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. Amen.
Oh, I have New Living.
Hallelujah.
Anybody have?
Praise
okay,
God.
Here we go. Verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of God, of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God.
So we're in a world where we're blinded from the light that God shines from his revelation knowledge. And we're born in darkness. And we're born in a world where we're raised to believe that we can just do it all by ourselves. All we got to do is live right and go and finish college and do all the things that seem to give us success. And yet, we all find ourselves in crisis in our lives that lead us to a place where we need to rely on God. And we come to the realization, you know, we have to try God. And we come to a realization that we're in a crisis. And I don't know what you're going through right now. And maybe you're doing really well, but something is missing. But God sent me here to let you know that God is the answer. God has the answer, and God is the answer. How do we know when it is God who has given us answers? How do we know to make God the answer in our life? The Bible says in John 14, 16 through 21, it says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Amen. You see, Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer. The Bible says in Romans 14, 16 through 17, it says, so the promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift, and we are all certain to receive it. Whether or not we live according to the law of Moses, if we have faith like Abraham's, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. Amen. For Abraham is the father of all who believe. So Abram, his faith was, he believed God, and God blessed him and told him that his seed would be blessed. And Moses came along with the commandments of God, but it was the commandments of God that condemn man. You see, a lot of times Satan drives us to do things in our lives, and then after we do those things, he's the same one who condemns you. He's the same one who will push you out there to commit all types of fornication, all types of different sins, do all type of things that mess up your life that God has given to you, and he's actually the first one to condemn you.
Amen.
So we have to know that we have a Savior. Amen. We have to know that there's a Savior that God has brought. See, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
That whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. You see,
Amen.
God loves us so much. Amen. God sees us bigger than we see ourselves. And many times we look to God for answers and realize his ways are far beyond past finding out. God has the answer. God is the answer. God can answer every situation because he created all things.
Hallelujah.
So why wait? Why wait until things get so bad that you have no choice but to try God?
Amen.
Abram didn't wait. He didn't wait. He went out and he stretched out on faith. And he walked to the place where God had his blessing. There is a place that God wants you to be, and he has a blessing for you. You just got to listen to his voice and go where he tells you to go.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you have to be in that place to receive that blessing. He says, we assemble, and there he will meet us amongst his assembled people. Christ said to God. A lot of folks say, you don't need to go to church. Well, the Bible says, Christ said you need to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
And there he will meet you among his assembly. Why do you think God appointed prophets, apostles, even all these things that he appointed so that you can be blessed? Because God never breaks his promise. He never breaks us. As children of God, we have always been blessed through our faith. For America, this has been the common denominator in spite of our shortcomings as a nation. In spite of all the prejudice in America, in spite of all the hatred in America, in spite of all the segregation in America, the common denominator has been in God we trust.
Amen.
So we must not stop trusting in God, for the God we serve is a jealous God. And he said, you shall have no other God before me. There are times when God's final decision is not always in our favor. But surely we can't win all the time. How many times have you called on the Lord and he has delivered you from your problems? How many times have you prayed and asked God to save you in different situations and he shows up out of nowhere and pulled you out? How many times have you called on him to save your children and he made a way out of no way? Yes,
Amen.
God has the answer, and God is the answer. Many times we ask for things that we don't know what we ask, yet God allows us to see for ourselves.
Yes.
God has the answer, and God is the answer. No matter what the test, without God, we are nothing. No matter how much you feel, you know somehow we are always ending up depending on a merciful God to show us.
Hallelujah.
God has the answer, and God is the answer. He has always been the answer. What we have to do is to accept God's answer.
Hallelujah.
We have to come to a place where we can accept God's answer. We must accept the answer he has for us so we can receive the answer of deliverance from the yoke of bondage in our finances, in our personal struggles, and in our shortcomings. We must accept the answer that God has for us so we can receive the answer of healing from affliction, pains, and hurts in our lives. We must accept the answer that God is the answer for Christ.
Hallelujah.
In John 10:25-30, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep.
sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life,
and they
shall anyway them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Amen.
You see, Christ, Galatians 3:13-15, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham come upon the Gentiles of Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through truth. Hallelujah. God is the answer. God has the answer, and God is the answer.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what people say about you or what they talk about you. You fall down on your knees and you ask God for the answer.
Amen.
Talk to God, and He will be your answer every time. Every time, because He is strong and mighty. He is everlasting, and His mercy endures forever. God has an answer. You might be out there and doctors have given up on you, but God has an answer. And you don't, and even in death, you will have the victory, because Christ is the answer to eternity. You don't have to be this world, not knowing what the future holds. Because if you just believe in Christ and believe that He died on the cross, and on the third day He rose from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. I just hope you enjoyed my message for you today.
Amen.
God has an answer, and God is the answer.
Amen.
God bless you. My name is Prophet R.D. Wiggins, the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are going to extend you the opportunity. God answers your worries. God answers your worries. God to answer your stronghold. For God to answer your finance through difficulty.
You're breaking up, Pastor.
Answer eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We were truly blessed by that sermon by Prophet Wiggins. Amen.
Yeah, the Bible, yeah.
Glory to God. The Bible says in Matthew 6:6, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father in secret will reward openly. And now we will give you the opportunity for the man of God to pray for the guests online and those who desire to call in for prayer. Amen. If there's anyone online that would like for the pastor to pray prayer for them. Rather, it's Thanksgiving intercession. Now is the time to make your request.
I'd like to have Apostle Wiggins pray for my husband and myself. We have been called to the North Carolina area to minister, and I'm just being led that every chance I get to have the men and women of God lift up me and my husband. We're in here praying day and night, and the Spirit keeps telling us, have the man and woman of God pray for you. So I'm asking Apostle Wiggins if he would pray for us tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Amen. Amen. God has an answer, and God is the answer. Oh, Father God, you are the Most High God. You are all sovereign, and you are everywhere at once. And we come to you right now, Father, thanking you, Lord, and worshiping you for the answers that we need to move forward with this family, this husband and wife, Lord. We praying that you provide the answers in their life, because they have lifted you up as the answer. And we know you said in your word, if anything you ask in Jesus' name, it will be given unto you. And you know what their needs are, Lord. You know, you said, he says, come unto me, all ye heavy laden burden, and I will give you rest. Amen. You said in your word you will supply all our needs. Oh, Lord, lift up the man of God. Oh, we come to you to lift up your son, Lord. Lift him up and put him in the position that you would have him to be, in that glorious position, that position that you have for him, Lord. Open those doors as he knocks. Let the doors fly open. As he asks, we come into you and we're asking, and we're seeking the blessing that you have for your son.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless him in the name of Jesus. Bless him right now, Lord. Touch right now. Deliver right now. Tear down strongholds right now. Bless him right now. Just bring the breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. We're praying, Lord, and we're crying out to you that you just bless in the name of Jesus. And we believe in your word that you said, if we ask with the faith of a mustard seed, you will deliver.
Amen.
And we're asking, Lord, we're coming to you, Lord, that you do it right now. It's already done.
Amen.
Believing it right now. Okuro osi iraba babashi ikanatanre oku oreba babosi kiaba kanatanjo oreba babosi ishia kanatanda areba kanatanre oku. The Lord sees, shows a car in the spirit. Haraba babasi iaba kanatanre, and there's a yellow envelope. Rabo oshi kiaba kanatanre oku, a brown envelope. Raba babasi ikiaba asha kanatando ore babo reba babasi kiaba kata anaraba. And I see raba shiki a blue suit raaka arebo sikiaba kanata arebo babo sikiaba shonora babo ku ore babo walking through a glass door. Andre asikiaba kenatandro okuriabovoshi ikiaba kenatanda arababosoko oko shaking hands asa kenatando. There will be deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, daughter of God, keep lifting the ashakanatanda, the sweet flavor, Rabba Oku, or she, Iki, of the aroma of praise to the Lord. Because the Lord has a mighty work. The Lord has a mighty work. The plane out of us, flying over waters. The manifestation of God's word. Will come to pass. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord Most High.
Thank you, Lord God. We receive your word on tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. The man of God truly preached out of his heart and soul. I want to thank him for the word. I just want to ask him now to pray for me for my healing. I understand that this is 2013, the 13 meaning the year of manifestation, and I believe that I'm here, but I truly need to see the manifestation. So if Pastor that pray for me for my healing and manifestation of it, I would thank him.
Oh, Father God, we just come to you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your mercy and your grace, Lord. For this one, there will be healing. Ishe kia vachana tan vare bolo bokoro asanare bolo bokoro bosiki natanare ina kanare bolo bosu okori abache nati abakana tambori bosu kori aboko siki abakana tambori. Lord, we ask them, Lord, that you increase our faith. Haseki abakana tan vare bolo, increase her worship. Open up her heart, that she might be able to cry out, Lord, so she might be able to receive your healing. Remove the guilt. Remove the pain. Hallelujah, Rabasukurobo, Oshekia Bakanatanda. Lift up the praise, saith the Lord, Obokurobo, Oshi, Ikia Bakanatanda. Areaborobo, Osukuro, Oku, Orabababa, Ashikia Bakana, Tanata, because I am the Lord who knoweth all things. Ishikia Bakanatanda. Ro o kurobo o sikia batanare bolo. O tia ba sikia ba kamatombo. O rebo sukuro borobo oko. Hande abakana. The Lord has seen you break your ties, Ash, with those who tried to hold you back from praising God. Asanare borobo shi. Lord, I just pray, Lord, for you are the answer, and you shall supply the answer for all things, Lord. In your will, Lord, all things that is in your will, that is in your way, we pray your will manifest in the name of Jesus. We pray that we walk in your will. If you truly believe in your heart, Rabba Akasi, that my grace is sufficient, you will be delivered.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has instructed us to fast. That the Lord the surgeon that the herbal harabasiki may strengthen her limbs in the names of Jesus. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
I receive that. Thank you, Lady Father.
Amen. Praise God. Is there another? No. Okay. Well, Pastor Wiggins, I would like for you to pray for myself and for my grandchildren and my children, that our faith will grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we ask right now, Lord, that you touch the lives of your children.
Yes, Lord.
Of the babes in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we pray that you build a hedge around them as we speak, Lord. You send out your angels.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And you guide them, Lord, to a place where they can grow spiritually.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Where their word, Hakanaria, will be planted in their hearts, so that they might fall, Hariaboshik, on good ground.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pray that they fall on good ground.
Thank
you, Jesus. So that they can take root in your way.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That they could take root in your voice.
Yes, hallelujah.
That they may be cultivated.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good seed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That it be planted within good ground.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That it takes root, and spring.
Oh, hallelujah.
Good fruit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father.
Glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Bind the hand of Satan in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
right
Jesus.
Now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Victorious over the demons.
Have
them in bondage in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Apostle Jackson, the Lord says yes. I pray that the Lord receive your crown of glory.
Hallelujah.
For I see in the spirit a white veil and a crown. Thus saith the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now we would like to ask each one of our guests to give a brief response on how the sermon was a blessing to you. Apostle Jackson.
Yes, amen. Praise
amen. Praise
God. Thank God for the word of the Lord on today, prophet. I received the white veil and the crown, amen. Glory to God. I just thank God for the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God really moved mightily in our service today. So that just confirms some things that he said. But I'm so glad today to know tonight that God has the answer. And I truly know that he is the answer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's the answer to everything that we need. Hallelujah. He's the answer to everything that we want, my God. And if we would just obey God and do what he tells us to do, my God, will he truly bless us.
So hallelujah.
Tonight to be reminded that God is the answer.
Amen.
Has the answer to every situation and circumstance in our life.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Dr. V.
Praise God.
Praise
the man of God brought a solid word message tonight, and it blessed my soul. I was blessed with just the title of it. That God knows the answer, and God is the answer. And truly,
hallelujah.
Even my testimony this weekend, I turned over on Friday night, like Hezekiah, my face to the wall, and I began to talk to the Lord and began to put the Lord in remembrance of how I have served him for almost 30 years.
Amen.
And how I have fed and housed the homeless, and how I've given my last penny, and how I had helped plant many, many ministries, churches and ministries, and how I had just gave, you know. And I said, Father, you know, why would your servant be needing basic things, you know, today? And that was I drifted off into sleep with that prayer, you know, on my heart, just a real me and God had a come, let us sit down and reason together kind of prayer, like him and Hezekiah had.
Amen.
And I tell you, Saturday morning early, my sister-in-law knocked on my door and she handed me, I'm telling you, God is good.
My God.
Hallelujah.
She handed me not one, not two, not three, four, five, or six, but seven envelopes.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all know we talk about how significant the number seven is.
Oh,
uh-huh. That's why it's all speaking to what the prophet has said tonight. God is the answer. And in each of those envelopes was a check.
Mm-hmm. My God,
check.
Hallelujah.
I looked at them all before I opened them because I'm going like, these envelopes all look the same. Like they have a check in them. And they all, each one of them had a check in the same amount of money.
Amen. Praise God.
If it wasn't $3,000, I could have used that too. But each of the checks were $23 each.
Oh,
seven checks. So, yeah, you know, so the that's the number of grace, you know, 5, 2, 3, 5. So I said, oh, God, this is awesome.
Uh-huh.
I took that as a father. I think you showed up, and it answered some immediate questions I had. I go, you know, I'm getting ready to launch a new business. I need to buy promotional materials. Where is that money coming from? And so God was able to answer all of that and that offering. But what he did for me, than the money. You understand? Sometimes when God blesses you, you look past what the actual thing is, see how faithful he is. Amen. When he told Hezekiah, I have seen your tears and I've heard your cry. That was the first thing that came on my lips. And then the same thing as the prophet said tonight, God is the answer.
Amen.
Whenever I ask the question, I am your Jehovah Jireh. I will provide.
Amen. Praise God.
Many people will tell you how to solve your problems. Oh, this person needs to do this for you, and this person needs to do that for you because you've done this and that. But if you look unto God,
yeah.
If you just let him answer it. You
understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because many people you bless, they gone forgot you blessed them.
All right.
Amen.
God will bless him. Oh, Jesus. He will bless you from a place you don't hear.
God.
Now, hello. They had to have put those checks in the mail before I prayed on Friday night. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yes.
Scripture bears witness with the scripture. Before you call, he'll answer.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
I was blessed by the word of God tonight. Yes.
Amen. He's the on-time God.
Is the answer.
Hallelujah.
I need him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophet, for the word. A solid word.
Amen. Reverend Debo.
I bless God for how he used Apostle Wiggins to remind us that not only does he have the answer, he is the answer.
Yes, yes.
Then also how he shared with us, even though God is saying he has the answer, he is the answer, there is also something required on our part. And I bless God that Prophet Wiggins brought that out. When he spoke about Abraham, he said in order for Abraham to receive what God had him, he had to step in that faith area. So it's going to take faith on our part. It's going to take us being obedient. It's going to take us repenting of our sins. So Prophet Wiggins let us know, not only is God the answer, has the answer, is the answer, but we need to have faith. We need to be obedient, and we need to repent of our sins so that we can receive what God has and what he is for us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Sister Barbara?
Praise the Lord. As I said before, Prophet really preached out of the depths of his heart and of his soul. I was very touched by it. Yes, God is the answer. If we need an answer, just go to him, and he's right there.
He's right there to be
obedient and to believe him and to do what we're required to do, and we will get the answer. So I thank you for that, Prophet. I was touched by it also. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
Thank you so much, Prophet Wiggins. That was a wonderful sermon, and you truly have blessed us all tonight.
Amen.
Because I know you have increased my faith. And once again, we would like to thank our speaker, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, and all our guests and viewers for tuning in to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service.
Amen.
Now we'll have an altar call selection, and after that, we'll have words from Pastor Prophet R.D. Wiggins, and then we'll bring back our speaker to give the benediction. Amen.
Amen.
The heart of his spirit takes away.
And now our pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, will give a few words and the benediction.
Amen. I just want to thank everybody once again for listening in to Pray One for Another.
Amen.
Amen. A worship ministry and worship partnership worship service. And it's truly been a blessing. You know, I had been wondering all week what I was going to preach about, and I just kept asking the Lord. I was like, well, Lord, you got to let me know what you want me to preach about. And one day, a couple of days ago, he just put it in my head. He just said, God has the answer.
Hallelujah.
And I realized that God has the answer and is the answer. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going. You know, I was, you know, you'd be writing down to the wire, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. But I thank God for that revelation knowledge, and, you know, and I thank God for the opportunity to be able to preach his word. Truly, I love the Lord, and he's been good to me. So I just hope you enjoyed that message.
Amen.
And, you know, I hope it's a blessing to you. Amen. Because God knows, he knows, has the answer. He knows why.
Amen.
He says what he says. And, you know, so it's good to be obedient. Amen.
Amen.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
So I was just trying to be obedient to God's word. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you once again. And I want to thank all my constituents, Apostle Jackson, Dr. Fraylin Turner, and Evangelist Hilda, Reverend Debo.
God bless you.
Sister Barbara. In my mind, I'm hearing deaconess in my mind. I'm saying Sister Barbara. Anyway, I just thank God. So I'd like to let you know that I believe next week Dr. Debo, and then we'll have Dr. Verlene Turner.
Amen.
Praise God.
We have any naysayers, or is that all right?
That's fine with me.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Amen. All right, and then, you know, at the beginning of the month, we'll have Apostle Jackson again.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So I hope I had the lineup right, you know. Don't charge it to my head. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my head.
Hey. Okay, Pastor. We'll charge it to your head.
Sometimes I could be absent-minded. Amen. Huh? Apostle Jackson?
I just said join the club.
Oh, I thought she said write it down. I don't know. I thought I heard that.
I might forget.
No.
Yeah, so next Sunday is Dr. Debo, and the following Sunday is Dr. V, and then the following Sunday is Apostle Jackson.
Right.
Amen.
I wasn't looking at my calendar. I should have been. Today is okay.
It's all right. We got it, Pastor.
I think we're doing pretty good. So, if with all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to give the benediction. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of the faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
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 Yes?
Amen. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am Assistant Pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are Church Beyond Walls. You've been listening to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. We air every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. Once again, I am Evangelist Hilda. It's been a blessing to have you, and always remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you all, and good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you all.
Don't even let the enemy get the right. for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
La la la. shot me with your arrow of love.
Wake me up.